Welcome. Today we track six pieces that together say robotics and physical AI are exiting the lab. First up, Starship just hit 10 million deliveries with 3,000 robots and millions of autonomous kilometers. That's not a PR stunt anymore. It's a signal a real field fleet exists.
Exactly, those numbers matter because they expose long tails, edge cases, maintenance cadence, regulatory friction. When you've crossed hundreds of millions of road interactions, you learn what actually breaks outside controlled trials.
That ties into why delivery robots are shifting from pilots to infrastructure. Operators now ask if a robot can survive messy sidewalks, integrate with existing logistics, and slide into payment and handoff workflows without special handholding.
And survival isn't just hardware toughness. It's mapping into human systems, dispatch, shift schedules, customer expectations. If it doesn't fit the workflow, pilots look novel but never scale.
On the factory floor, a similar lesson appears in food processing. The bottleneck can be the food itself, not the robot. Robots excel when the product behaves predictably. Variability in shape, moisture, or coating kills cycle time.
Which means the deployment work shifts upstream: ingredient formulation, humidity control, realistic specs between engineers and food scientists. Investors need to fund that integration, not just the end effector.
On the software side, NVIDIA's Nemotron 3 Nano Omni is making a case for unified multimodal agents that fold vision, audio, and language into one model and promises big throughput gains for perception and reasoning.
Throughput claims are exciting, but robotics teams still face system-level puzzles, real-time constraints, model latency on edge hardware, and certifying multimodal behavior in safety-critical contexts.
Which is why the control plane is becoming the product. Once you move from DMOS to deployed agents, orchestration, observability, and process management are the features customers actually buy and pay for.
Dev teams are already talking about process managers like production-grade state machines, restart policies, audit trails, health probes, and ways to roll back behaviors. Observability there equals trust for operators and regulators.
That's where AI agents could be the missing link in factories. They can connect perception, planning, and action across heterogeneous equipment, so lines adapt in real time rather than waiting for manual interventions.
Real examples: scheduling upstream robots when a machine degrades, rerouting parts after a vision failure, or dynamically changing cycle times to avoid bottlenecks. Those tiny adjustments create measurable ROI.
Put another way, unified multimodal models like Nemotron can supply richer state to agents, and the control plane runs the orchestration. That stack, perception, agent reasoning, and orchestration, is what turns DMOS into systems.
But beware of over-centralizing. Single model failures, data plumbing nightmares, and edge constraints mean teams will need hybrid architectures, local safety loops with cloud-level coordination and strong rollback paths.
For investors and operators, the practical checklist is consistent. Can the solution survive messy real environments? Who owns the upstream productization work? And is there a control plane that makes the fleet observable and manageable?
And on ops, instrument everything, design for graceful degradation, plan for heterogeneous fleets, and fund the upstream engineering, materials, specs, calibration that actually unlocks throughput.
Synthesis. The era ahead is less about single breakthrough components and more about systems. Materials and product design upstream, multimodal perception and agents in the middle, and robust control planes and ops to make it all reliable and rentable.
That's the beat. We'll keep watching how fleets, agents, and control plane tooling evolve. Thanks for listening.